Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Official reigning Big Ten goalie of the year, 14, 13, and 12 this season, a 244 goals against, a 928 save percentage. Ryan Seedham, a transfer from Harvard, and Jake Boltman from Edina, the top defensive pair for Jeff Jackson's club. And up front, Captain Landon Slaggart, senior left winger from South Bend, 16 goals this season. The centerman Cole Knubel, a freshman from Grand Rapids, Michigan, 6 goals, 14 points for him. And Patrick Moynihan, a transfer from Providence, 8 goals, 17 points for the grad student from Mills, Massachusetts. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Wisconsin and Notre Dame, and just a moment ago, dropping the ceremonial first puck, Steve Alley, two-time NCAA champion, 1973-1977. Good to see Steve back. He's here quite often. And a big part of this Wisconsin program, Alumni Weekend Champions Night here at the Kohl Center, and we're underway with a good crowd on hand to watch the Badgers and the Fighting Irish. Wisconsin home white, cardinal trim, Wisconsin diagonal down the chest, Notre Dame navy blue with the ND logo on the right and left shoulders and the golden domes. And the puck lifted out through center ice after it is Anthony Kerr. Cuts off Landon Slaggart's progress to the puck, but he cycles off the wall to Knubel. Knubel jammed at by Kerr, steps around the defenseman, Michael Mastrodominico, and then lost the puck as he got to the Notre Dame line. But Lucius steals as he comes across. Puck rolls back to the far side wall of the Notre Dame zone to our left, and then it's chipped out to center, and Wisconsin's Ben Dexheimer goes D-to-D with Joe Palatichuk, and he'll dump it in. Badgers last night put up 37 shots on goal.
Well,
against
the first
Notre
minute,
Dame.
First minute of this game, last night it would have been the one time that Badgers got in the offensive zone. Tonight they've been in there all night.
Yep. Badgers dump it down in. Notre Dame sends it out through center too strongly. Should be icing on the Irish. And it is. Yeah, 38 shots on goal to be exact. Empty net goal by Carson Bantle did not go against the record of Ryan Bischel, who stopped 34 of 37 shots. Bischel playing in his 99th collegiate game. The grad student from Medina, Minnesota, former Clark Cup champion with the Fargo Force. He's going to play 100 collegiate games in goal. And the Badgers have only had 6 goaltenders play 100 or more games in their careers. Think about those 6.
Not Dave McNabb.
No, sir. Here's Tyson Dick with a steal in the offensive zone. Stick handling away from 2 Irish. Now to Zach Scholes. Hits the brakes. Right hash. Now spins back near the point, cutting down the right wing wall to the corner. Cuts back again to his right. Finds Charlie Stramel. Dangles a bit. The defenseman Boltman chipped the puck past Ali. Still with possession. Needing support. Now he runs into Ali. Puck squirts free. Bantle's got it. Knocked off his skates and then out to center ice. A lot of stick handling that time by Charlie Stramel and Tyson Dick. Badgers had possession, though, for quite a bit of it. And now Notre Dame's got the puck.
And it was like a 10-foot circle they were all doing the dance in.
Puck played deep into the Wisconsin zone. Justin Janicki passed to the left wing, intended for his teammate Hunter Strand. Didn't connect. And now Wisconsin's Kerr with it. Long lead feed. Nice catch by Whitelaw. Walks across the line. Snaps off a pass near side wall. Picked up by Horbach. Put it in front. Mellenbacher right through the low slot. Got a stick on it, but couldn't put it home. And now a long range shot deflected in front to the right of Bischel. Horbach was in front of the net. Like the net front presence by the Badgers early on here tonight.
Yeah, he hasn't given up any ground to the Notre Dame defenseman whatsoever.
Hunter Strand, a goal and an assist last night for Notre Dame. Long-range shot by the defenseman. Paul Fisher got through. McClellan made the stop, left a rebound. Badger sent it to the far wall and now out to center ice. It's picked up there by Zach Plazinski, big right-handed defenseman who fires it in. And now the Badgers' Anthony Kerr with the biscuit. Jack Horbach, aerial feed far side. Skipping over the puck was Tassie, who collected it off the wall. Flies into the offensive zone behind the net. Slowed a bit by Moynihan. Held up a bit by Moynihan. No penalty called. Here's Cilio off the right wing wall. Skates straight away. To the right wing he goes. No place to shoot or pass. And now follows the puck to the corner and cycles behind the net for Lucius. Tapped it in front. It goes off Tassie's skate. Then the goaltender, Bischel, who uses his stick to draw it back to his mitt on his knees. He hangs onto the puck and a faceoff to come. 3:18 into the opening period. Wisconsin and Notre Dame no score.
The nice part that I like about that is that even though this is a first weekend, so to speak, for this top line of Cruz Lucius, David Cilia, and Simon Tassie, even in that just one shift, they knew where each other was.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the chemistry is already there.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Pilatichuk shoots one low. It hits somebody before it got to the net and taken away by Brennan Ali. Ali, Detroit Red Wings, seventh-round draft pick last spring. Badgers Pilatichuk now. He lifts it out through center, and not strongly enough for icing. Quinn Finley in on the forecheck, banked back through neutral ice. Wisconsin's Pilatichuk after it. Pressured a bit, but there's Fitzgerald to help back in the defensive zone, and Christian now has it. Snaps off a pass right wing, caught by DeSaint Fowl. Return feed, bouncing puck, little chip shot by Wisconsin's Finley, and Bischel got his right shoulder on it. What a nifty little play by Finley, just trying to lob it over Bischel.
Yeah, and Fitzgerald could have gotten his stick on it had that little chip shot worked.
Yeah, and Notre Dame sent it in on McClellan in an odd bouncing puck on edge that Kyle had to fight off, did the job. Now Wisconsin on the attack. Celia behind his back, tried to get a backhander off, canceled out by the defenseman Harry Nelson. Then Seedham watches Tassie fly into the inboards on his own. Seedham held on to the puck. Breakout far side to Janicki. Up to Tyler Carpenter. Miss hit by Lucius. Here's Strand now. His pass towards the middle of the ice off the skate of Scholes. Picked up by Seedham. Backside left. Carpenter can't catch, turn, and shoot. It goes to Mike Vorlicki in the corner. He'll shovel it out to center. So Lucius couldn't handle the puck, and now Nelson for Notre Dame will dump it in. 4:40. 4:50 into the first period. No score. Three shots on goal for the Badgers so far. One for Notre Dame. Irish averaging a little under three goals per game. The Badgers at 3.4 this season. 3.5 in Big Ten play. Now here's Notre Dame. Plazinski ahead. That's Jaden Davis, freshman centerman. Slowed by Daniel Lotch. Bumped off the puck. Was 14 Maddox Fleming. Long range shot out high, and McClellan engaged by Fleming, who fell down on Kyle's right arm. The puck directed to the far corner. Wisconsin's Lotch braced for a hit. Released the pass to Bantle. Drop pass left wing Tyson Dick. Plazinski cuts him off. Slides around to the far side. Stramel cycles down to the corner. Bantle can't control. Now he's got the puck, though. Right circle. Slow-moving shot. Didn't get through. Still loose. Stramel, his shot. That didn't get through. 18 blocks last night for Notre Dame in their 4-2 loss to the Badgers. But, again, good pressure for Wisconsin. About 6 minutes gone by in the first. A lot of puck possession. Offensive zone steal right down the middle. Here comes Whitelaw. He scores! Season, and the Badgers on the board first here tonight.
Just 6 minutes into the first period. We had to wait until what, 39 minute mark last night to get the goal. But, you know, if there's anybody who's going to get a breakaway who can shoot the puck like that, and it was just a chip shot, and Tyson Dick kind of knocked it off the Notre Dame defenseman, and Whitelaw's all by himself. I mean, that's a Valentine's gift that he's going to look back and be thankful for.
No kidding. William Whitelaw with the go-ahead goal here in the first period. The Badgers have the lead. Whitelaw assisted by Tyson Dick and Joe Pilatichuk.
Ooh, they're handing them out like candy tonight.
Yep. And that at the six-minute mark. Badgers on top. William Whitelaw.
Well, I will say that we've played 7 minutes, 6.5 minutes, whatever you want to call it, and the pace is so wide open by comparison to last night. I don't think that Notre Dame is going to be very comfortable playing at this pace.
You know, that's the fifth time this season that Whitelaw has scored the first goal of the game. Got a little bit of a knack for that. Here's Landon Slaggart across the line. His toe pull shot blocked by Kerr, and it hit the mesh up above the glass behind the Badgers' net. And a faceoff to come. 13:35 left here in the opening period. Wisconsin leading 1-0 on William Whitelaw's eighth goal of the season and his 97th shot on goal this season, which ranks among the top five in the Big Ten.
Well, you know, you had mentioned that Cole Knubel was from Fargo of the USHL. I never got a chance to talk to Coach Oliver about what kind of a kid he was or anything like that, having coached him there in Fargo. But yeah, the situation is last night I felt he was the best player on the ice for Notre Dame.
Here's Lucius with a wrister right circle off the blocker of Bischel about 20 feet into the air. Plop back down in the Notre Dame zone, and now the Irish control. Mastro Domenico bumps it off the end boards for Bavaro. Drew Bavaro advanced to Danny Nelson. Good-looking freshman centerman, left-hander, New York Islanders second-round draft choice. Number 11, Danny Nelson. Now the Badgers fire it all the way down to the Notre Dame zone. Icing waved off. Simon Tassie with it. He just got crushed on the near side by Nelson. Tassie went down. No penalty called. Trevor Janicki's got it now for Notre Dame. Reaches the center circle and then tried to dump it in. It went off a stick or two, and Wisconsin's Zach Scholes now has it. He's a New York Islanders draft choice. Sixth rounder this past year. Owen Mellenbacher able to pull the puck free in the offensive end. Has a little bit of time. Back behind the net. Whitelaw with it now. He surveys off to the left wing. Whitelaw pulls it free straight away. Defended by two Irish. Horbach can't play the puck. It bounces around a bit. Whitelaw with a shoulder to the defenseman Seedham, but the puck to Justin Janicki, who dangled a bit too much as he got to the Badger line, and they'll say offside on Notre Dame. By the way, our opening faceoff tonight brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt.
Zach Scholes putting on an offensive performance if you're a left-handed defenseman. Man, every time he gets the puck, he's dipsy-doodling around one or two people. He's going to score one of those goals where he gets his own pass and yeah, rebounds and gives himself two assists.
Like he did against Ohio State. Zach Scholes, couple of goals, 5 points this season. Had an assist last Saturday on Jack Horbach's goal in the Badgers' shootout win over Minnesota. Here's Plaszynski out high right. His shot blocked by Bantle. That stung him. Carson wipes out at center ice and a whistle, and we've got a penalty called on Zach Plaszynski for taking Carson Bantle down.
And
wow.
For lack of better terminology, a stupid penalty to take because Bantle had blocked the shot. He was already wounded, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then as he tries to leave the zone, you turn around and next thing you know, he pulls his feet out from underneath of him. So not a good penalty to take, but if you're a Badger fan, first opportunity on the power play, let's hope we can have more shots, more success than we did last night.
7:57 at the time of the penalty to Zach Plaszynski on the draw. Shot by Dexheimer, blocked. Notre Dame tries to clear. Lucius got his stick on that attempt. It slowed it down, but now Slaggart, shorthanded, tapped it ahead for Knubel. And then he's carried into the end boards by Dexheimer. And Matthew DeSaint Foul just dropped the puck in his own zone. Taken away Knubel. Backside pass, Slaggart goes off a Badger behind Slaggart. Now Mastro Domenico sends it to the far corner, and Knubel goes to get it. I tell you, Notre Dame last night had better chances on Wisconsin's power plays than Wisconsin did. A couple of three-on-ones. Kyle McClellan came up huge shorthanded. Now Bantle out-muscled in the near corner of the offensive zone, and Notre Dame sends it all the way down. The Irish, 83% on the penalty kill this season. The Badgers on the power play, 18%. They were 0-for-4 last night in 13.5 minutes of power play hockey. Managed only 7 shots on goal. They're 0-7 in their last three games. Pass by Fitzgerald, lost the puck. It was behind Finley, picked up now. Notre Dame can't clear. Great hands by Tassi. Right wing, Fitzgerald looking. Slot, Whitelaw finds Finley. Left side shot off the stick of Danny Nelson and out of play. Those two were roommates together with USA Hockey at the World Junior Championship in Gothenburg, Sweden. Wisconsin's Finley and Notre Dame's Danny Nelson.
I don't think there's any love lost. They've been yapping at each other all night, and last night in particular.
You know, they were teammates for USA Hockey. They could be teammates in professional hockey someday, as Nelson was the 49th overall pick in last year's NHL draft by the New York Islanders, and Finley was the 78th overall pick by the New York Islanders. Notre Dame wins the faceoff in its own zone and rims it around and out. The Badgers 40 seconds left on their Kunis power play. Been quiet so far, just 1-15 the last five games on the man advantage for Wisconsin. Puck at center ice, Finley with it. Mike Hastings said the guys are gripping the stick a little bit, trying too hard.
Yeah, I would agree.
And right now they don't seem to know what to do, as Joe Palatichuk goes, stands behind his own net, and then we'll bring it up the ice now. Drop at the blue line, Tassi with it. Simon looking. No place to go at the point. Walks down the wall. Backside wide open. Whitelaw stopped by Bischel. Rebound attempt knocked free as well. Excellent pass by Tassi as Whitelaw snuck in backside. Out of the box comes Plisinski. He strips Finley of the puck. Tassi throws his body around, knocking Plisinski down, and now the Badgers have possession. Wisconsin, though, 0-1 on the power play. 1-0 Wisconsin lead. 9:45 left here in the opening period. Long range shot by Tassi forced Bischel to slide to his left and kick it out with his pad.
Ooh, right
and
idea.
Pass by Stramel, right wing, intended for Lotch. That went off his stick and all the way down Wisconsin's way. Man was open too, Daniel Lotch. Little air under that pass, maybe. Lotch headmans, caught by Horbach. Slowed, stays with the puck. Jack Horbach out to the point. Here's Kerr's shot. Big save made by Bischel. Huge rebound. Kerr after the rebound lost his stick. Gathered in by Seedham.
Hurry.
Taps it ahead to Moynihan. They had a three-on-one. Badgers slow and changing. Now Wisconsin's got the puck back. Here's Kerr back. Hander towards the front of the net. Scooped up by Bischel. As Sawyer Scholl, the Badgers freshman, was going to the net. Engaged with Jake Boltman. Whistle stops play. 9:05 to go here in the opening period at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin leads Notre Dame 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. William Whitelaw scored at the six-minute mark from Tyson Dick and Joe Palatichuk. Badgers with a 1-0 lead on Notre Dame, but Scholes can't hold the zone. Trevor Janicki picks up the puck, skates into the offensive zone, and fanned at a shot attempt right wing. Gets the puck back, slot pass. Here's a chance for Boltman. That went off the stick of Danny Nelson between the hash marks. Lead feed Fitzgerald, partial break. He spins now as he's cut off by Boltman. Can't get to the net and tried to turn and pass back to DeSane Fowl, but it crawled off his stick in Notre Dame with possession in the Badger zone. Shot by Seedham was blocked by Wisconsin's Finley, and now the Irish will send it back in. 8.5 minutes to go in the first. 1-0 Badgers lead.
And again, this is like a horse race by comparison to last night's first period.
8-2 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Icing cold on the Badgers. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Ian Perrin, a member of the UW alumni. There's more than 50 back for alumni weekend. I know you had a chance to go and mingle a little bit before the game.
Yeah, and about 40 of them look way older than I remember them. Oh, man, you think back, one of the people who showed up was our resident physician at that time, our orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Bill Clancy. And
yep.
He starts talking about guys from the 72 team and the 69 team. And I was like, whoa, Bill, how old are you?
That man passed by Notre Dame to the stick of Davis, ran into Palatichuk, who freed the puck. The Badgers, Cilia has it, weaves into the attacking zone. Drop pass left wing, Tassie finds an open Lotch right wing, steps to the dot, back Tassie. Oh, he tried a one-timer with half the net open, and he fanned at it. Oh, Bischel, there was some contact right in the Notre Dame crease. Lucius was in the vicinity. Bischel was down and out without his stick. Looked back at the referee, who elected not to raise his hand.
I thought there was going to be a garage sale for used goalie equipment there, but all the stuff that ended up on the ice.
Brett DeRozier and Jonathan Sitarski are the referees tonight, with Jonathan Sladek and Dan Cohen, the linesman. Mantle's on the ice now with Dick and Stramel. Lead feed Davis. He had not gained the red line. It deflected down Wisconsin's way. Icing called on Notre Dame. 1-0 Wisconsin lead. William Whitelaw scores his eighth of the year from Dick and Palatichuk. And for Joe Palatichuk, he's now got 15 points. He's plus 18 this season. Not bad for a freshman D.
Going to have to go down and remind him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the plus minus or the points that count. It's these things, the W's.
Yes.
No, but he has been, in my impression, of all the freshmen or first-year players here, he has been the most impressive in the sense that he kills penalties, he blocks shots, he gets points, he does it all.
Yep.
And he's got no place to go but up, because he's not very big, and if he puts a few pounds on, he could really be a force.
Joe Palatichuk, 6 foot, 171-pound freshman from Cottage Grove. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Dick had the puck. It squirted between the wickets, and then Notre Dame sent it to center. Mike Forlicky, D to D to Zach Scholes. He gains the red line and fires it back in. It eludes the stick of Bischel to the near side wall, and Stramel now with it. Thought about cross ice pass. That would have been dangerous. Instead, he hands off to Scholes, now to Dick, as they work the left wing wall. Scholes tries to send it to the corner and does. Bantle trying to pull it free from Mastro Domenico. Stramel does too, and now it's Dexheimer. No, beg your pardon, Vorlicky. Cut left, back right. Now Bantle. Shot from out high. That was blocked by Notre Dame. 6:30 to go here in the first. A 1-0 Wisconsin advantage. Scholes deep in the offensive zone. Freshman defenseman takes a shoulder from Mastro Domenico and goes down. And now the puck pulled free by Maddox Fleming, one of the freshman for Notre Dame, and he sends it into the Wisconsin end. McClellan doesn't handle it cleanly behind the net. Bantle got down there, tried to rim it around and out, could not. Bavaro's got it. He sets and fires, and a stick save made by Kyle McClellan. Moynihan retrieves the puck. Bavaro again, big right-hander, shoots one. That's blocked down. Picked up. No, Moynihan overskates the puck. May have been poked away by Scholes. Wisconsin's Dick has it up the middle. Palatichuk got past Justin Janik. He can't get a shot off, though, but he's still stick handling with a puck and possesses. Good work by Joe Palatichuk. Throws one in front. That hit the stick of Bischel and ricochet shade to the far side. Mellenbacher tied up by Justin Janicki, and Notre Dame able to squeeze it out to center.
Well, I think that was an example of Joe Palatichuk doing everything. Break it out,
yeah.
Go down, make a pass.
Rink-wide pass to Whitelaw now, trying to cut in on Bavaro. One-handed, left-handed shot by Whitelaw, came right back to him. Now Dexheimer in front, Bischel tied up, and Bischel able to cover as the whistle blows. Horbach and the defenseman Fisher were going at it. Then Bavaro and Whitelaw exchanging pleasantries as well. Don't think we'll get any penalties. A faceoff to come in the Notre Dame zone. 5:20 to go in the first. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. 11-4 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers.
As much as this has been much more of a free flow game,
yeah.
And that last shift, I was just kind of doing the clock in my head. For 36 out of 38 seconds that the Badgers had it in the zone, it was on the wall. I mean, they just keep pushing it to the outside, pushing it to the outside. Not only is it for free flow, but it's also getting pretty chippy.
Notre Dame defensive zone faceoff win. Brennan Ali bumps it back to Ryan Seedham from Madison, New Jersey. And now the Irish just ice the puck as well. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Final game of a four-game homestand for the Badgers. Then they'll play four in a row on the road next weekend at Ohio State against the last-place Buckeyes. The following weekend at Penn State against the sixth-place Nittany Lions. Badgers within 5 points of first-place Michigan State in the Big Ten and two games in hand on the Spartans, who play Michigan tonight in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena. Badgers on the attack. Finley snaps off a pass to the slot behind DeSaint Fowle. Lodge now picks it up and lobs a floater at the goaltender Bischel, who went down to his knees and gloved it as Wisconsin's Finley and Fitzgerald were right near the top of the crease.
That's a rare situation where there aren't two on two down there.
Yep.
Finley was pretty much wide open. I think Fitzgerald was going to be taken by the offside defenseman, but even though it's a lob shot, it's hard for the goaltender. He's got to make that save, make sure that there's no rebounds.
Yep. Daniel Lodge, only one goal this season. He's been without a goal for 24 straight games dating back to the Michigan Tech series in October. And now Notre Dame again has iced the puck. And a little out of sorts, the Fighting Irish here. And the Badgers give them credit for applying the pressure.
A lot of jawing, a lot of yipping. You'll see in the last shift, Matty DeSaint-Fowle and the goaltender Bischel were actually having words and exchanging pleasantries.
Face off to Bischel's left, won by the Badgers. Kerr cuts right to the wall, dropped it off for Cruz. Lucius protects the puck. Now his drop pass at the blue line for Lodge carried out to center, and Wisconsin has to touch up. Kerr able to dump it in, but wiped out. Oof. Right by the Notre Dame bench.
Got pancaked.
Yep. And now Strand, backdoor pass for Janicki, didn't connect. Out high left, a blast by Carpenter, blocked by Wisconsin. Strand, far corner, Cilia playing him with his body. Ian Vorlicki trying to win it free. And between the legs, Cilia, nice pass to Scholes. And then off the stick of Tassie out to center. Badgers get it back down. Notre Dame needs a change. So does Wisconsin. 4 minutes to go in the first. 1-0 Badgers. Lucius now will direct it in. And no, he didn't. He didn't make contact with the puck. Icing called on Wisconsin. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Well, pace has kind of slowed down.
Yep.
A little bit. It's getting a little bit choppy, and meaning that stick passes are not going stick to stick. There's a lot of deflections. And to be honest with you, I think fatigue is a part of it, but the other issue is that don't want to make a mistake. I'll sooner take an icing call than I do turn the puck over.
Both teams playing their 30th game of the regular season tonight. Mike Vorlicki will sauce it ahead. Too far for his intended receiver, but not strongly enough for icing. So Notre Dame back to get the puck. Lead feed Davis at the Badger line. Cuts to his left high slot. Works around Bantle. From behind, though, Dick with help from Pilatichuk, able to steal the puck and send it in. Play by Tyson Dick, again centering the third line of Bantle and Stramel tonight because of the lower body injury to Owen Lindmark, who is not in the lineup tonight, may not be next weekend at Ohio State. Set up for Slaggart, the blast from the slot, kicked aside by McClellan. First shot on goal of the weekend for Landon Slaggart, who came in with 16 goals and 25 points. Now it's Moynihan. His pass fluttered to Cole Knubel. The freshman, you mentioned him, his time at Fargo.
Just so strong on his stick.
Yeah, he had 36 goals and 75 points for the Fargo Force last year. Won a regular season championship. First team all USHL was Cole Knubel. Badgers Horbach with the puck, and he just backhands it off the glass and back through neutral ice. 2:40 to go until the first intermission. 1-0 Wisconsin. Blasinski with it. Pressured a bit by Horbach. Knubel can't catch the breakout pass. Lodge's pass bounces off a stick. Here's a chance for DeSaint-Fowle. Went upstairs, and Bischel with the stop. Oh, a fortuitous bounce for DeSaint-Fowle, who was behind the defense. It was he and Bischel, and Maddie ran out of real estate, tried to go upstairs, and Bischel just stayed large. Now Janicki with it. Trevor Janicki hooked from behind. Yep. Penalty coming up on Wisconsin freshman Quinn Finley in a power play for Notre Dame, trailing 1-0. 2:09 left here in the opening period.
Yeah, I won't say it's a lazy man's penalty, but I think if Quinn would have looked up, he would have realized that there was nobody there who was in danger of getting beaten or whatever it is. The defenseman could have taken it one-on-one. But regardless, he lost the puck, so it's a two-minute minor for hooking, and the Badgers will face Notre Dame's power play for the first time tonight.
17:51, the time of the penalty. Notre Dame 17% on the year on the power play. 10 of 63 in the league. That's 16%. 0 for 2 last night. 0 for 8 against Michigan State last weekend. Steal at the blue line. Strand with it. Slot shot. Blocker save. McClellan. Long rebound out to the blue line. Bavaro settles it down. Now Fisher back to Bavaro. Big right-hander. Right wing. Strand launches a shot too high over the Badgers' cage. Back behind the nets, hustling after it, Lotch working down Strand, can't reach the puck. Cilia able to get to it and force Bavaro into a misplay at the Badger blue line. Wisconsin this season at home, Ian, 53rd power play it's faced. Only one power play goal allowed.
Correct.
That's amazing.
Well, that and the other stat is that they've also scored one shorthanded goal at home. So
yeah,
basically they're even up.
They're a wash. The only team to score a power play goal on Wisconsin in this building this year, Ohio State. Here's Fish. Stick of Nelson, then the glass. Retrieved by Notre Dame out to the point. Bavaro, a minute to go on the power play. Another shot blocked by the Badgers. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald can't clear. Held in with the right hand of Bavaro. Now it's Fisher out high. Janicki shot save made by McClellan. And Wisconsin's Palatichuk got enough of it to get it by Bavaro and out to center ice. And fresh penalty killers for Mike Hastings' squad. Now Notre Dame had 5-6 guys on the ice. Puck hit a guy right by the bench with the door open. Mike Hastings wanting a penalty, didn't get one. And Wisconsin's Vorlicki will send it all the way down. 40 seconds to go in the period.
And 15 seconds is the time that Horbach spent out on that penalty kill.
Here's Slaggart now from behind. DeSaint Foul slowed his progress, lifted his stick. The puck came free. It's below the Badgers' goal line, taken away by Janicki. Seedham now swings it right side. Knubel, he's got a lane to shoot. Doesn't, though. Pass back to the slot. Janicki wasn't ready for him. It goes out to center. Slaggart was battling for position to the right of McClellan, and instead, Knubel threw it back to the left. Didn't connect. The Badgers kill off the Notre Dame power play. 1 second to go in the period, and the horn sounds, and that's it. Wisconsin, after one, leads Notre Dame 1-0. Cleary Building Corp, if you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their Dreammaker software. Visit clearybuilding.com. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck.
Score great savings during Menards Super Sale. Menards has the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Pick up energy-efficient appliances from Criterion. Criterion appliances are ready when you are and are designed to last and save you money. Pick up a white upright freezer for just $598. It's garage-ready and also converts into a refrigerator. Good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
Cleary Building in the house. Or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams.
Sean Cleary out.
Well, Wisconsin, a 4-2 come-from-behind win last night, a 1-0 lead over Notre Dame after one period tonight. William Whitelaw scored the first goal of the game. Tyson Dick and Joe Palatichuk with helpers at about the six-minute mark for Whitelaw's eighth goal this season, the lone goal in that period. Badgers had a power play, did not convert. Notre Dame had a power play late, failed to convert. 13-7 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. 12 saves for Ryan Bischel, 7 for McClellan. Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead after one, and always nice to get a lead early on.
And with all the play along the boards and with all the free flow where guys are trying to get breakaways by making long ice passes, all the rest of that kind of stuff. It is kind of ironic that it was an errant pass by a Notre Dame defenseman that the goal ends up going in by Whitelaw. It's just one of those parts of the game that coaches lose their hair over.
Oh, for sure. William Whitelaw just turned 19 years old this past Monday. He nets the first goal of the game here tonight. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead over Notre Dame. The American Family Insurance First Intermission reports up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience a Badger game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Badgers lead Notre Dame 1-0 during the AmFam first intermission report. William Whitelaw with a goal. He also has 4 shots on goal to lead all skaters so far. Kyle McClellan again, 7 saves. And the Badgers, while they attempted only 18 shots in the opening period, Notre Dame attempted only 14. And Ian, they had one that was below the top of the circles, and that was blocked by the Badgers. Wisconsin's given up absolutely nothing from the top of the circles down to the house.
Thank you, Bill Howard. Exactly the case. I mean, They have pushed everybody to the outside. Anything that came through the middle was either blocked or deflected, and at no opportunities for Notre Dame to have anything point blank whatsoever. And I think that's signified by the
shot charts that we got, the Badgers blocked six shots and Notre Dame only had three. So that's a big difference in the game.
Wisconsin leads Notre Dame 1-0. More of our AmFam First Intermission Report on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Earlier tonight, Minnesota shut out Penn State for the second straight night, 3-0 behind the goaltending of Justin Close. And coming up at 7:30 at Little Caesars Arena, the duel at the D, 13th-ranked Michigan, 6th-ranked Michigan State series finale after the Spartans won in Ann Arbor last night, 5-1.
And you are going to pass on the earth-shaking news in college hockey?
Stonehill has earned its first victory as a Division I program, beat Lindenwood 4-2. Stonehill is now 1-27 this season. By the way, the Wisconsin women are 26-4. They beat Bemidji State today 7-0 for their 13th consecutive win. Here the Badger men lead Notre Dame 1-0. Second period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The D3s.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and won.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Ryan Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Should correct myself. The Stonehill College Skyhawks are now 1-29 after their first Division I win here against Lindenwood today. Badgers with a 1-0 lead on Notre Dame as we start the second period at the Kohl Center. David Cilia will center Cruz Lucius and Simon Tassi. Daniel Lodge and Anthony Kerr, the defenseman, with Kyle McClellan in between the pipes to our left. Notre Dame won the second period faceoff, and Landon Slaggard, first of the puck, shovels it back behind the net for Moynihan, tied up by Lodge. Now Knubel, pressured by Cilia, knocked him down, and Cilia goes to get the puck, and here comes Kerr. Slow-moving pass to the stick of Daniel Lodge. Badgers onside. Here's a shot by Lucius from the left wing. His wrister, pretty good steam on it, but he missed the net. And all the way back through neutral ice it comes. And Dexheimer now out there. Daniel Lodge, patient. Dexheimer steps to his right, passes right for Cilia, who with his skate deflected it into the Notre Dame zone. Drop back by Mastro Domenico to Slaggard. Up to center, Knubel. He needs a change, although he'll apply forechecking pressure as the rest of his teammates change up. Badgers with the puck. Joe Palatichuk with a helper in that opening period. Had a couple of block shots as well. And earned the praise of Ian Perrin.
Yes, he did. He has done that quite frequently in my book.
Yep, here's Danny Nelson on the attack. Throws it to the right wing. Chasing it down, the defenseman Boltman put it towards the front of the net, ricocheted to the corner. Retrieved now by Notre Dame's Ali out to the point. Seedham's long-range shot got through. McClellan made the initial stop, juggled it a bit, but then able to cover. And the faceoff to come, a minute 17 into the second period. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead on William Whitelaw's goal, 6 minutes into the first.
See what I like about that play, though? Notre Dame gets the puck out to the point. It's a two-on-two in front of the net. Palatichuk pushes his man to one side. Finley pushes his man to the other side.
Yep.
Kyle McClellan is like, okay, pop fly, here we go. Let's have a faceoff.
Kyle McClellan.
Look out.
In goal. Cross-ice pass. Fisher Ooh. To Janicki, and that went off Janicki's stick and into the crowd, and hopefully everybody's all right.
And there's some little ones
it
there.
Went,
that
it went flying up high about, what, 15 rows up?
Yeah.
A couple of ushers down to make sure everybody's okay. Apparently so. Another faceoff to come. Kyle McClellan at home this season is 9-2-1. He's allowed only 15 goals in 12 games at home this season. That's remarkable. Now, I mentioned last night, and I made a mistake. I said that McClellan's two goals that he allowed last night were the most he had given up in a game this season at the Kohl Center, but he gave up four to Michigan in a 5-4 win in November. He gave up three to Penn State in a 6-3 win in December. Seven goals allowed in those two games, otherwise eight in the other 10 he's played. And perfect so far on the eight shots he's faced tonight. Number two as far as active goaltenders in save percentage is Kyle McClellan. Number one is the guy down to the right, Ryan Bischel. Here's Wisconsin Stramel. He'll throw one from long range that Bischel's able to kick out with his right knee. And now Bantel misplayed, and here's Notre Dame's Carpenter. To Strand, back to Carpenter. He'll scoot it into the offensive zone. Vorlicki, though, takes it away from him, reverses to Kerr. Hunter Strand pressuring him. Kerr just banks it up all high off the glass, and now Stramel throwing his body around on Harry Nelson. Puck back towards the Badger line and into the zone it goes. Fitzgerald with Strand on him. Nice pass with a backhand to Stramel. Left wing, it's Bantel. His shot blocked by the defenseman Seedham. He backs his way into Stramel, knocking him off balance. And Seedham's got the puck. Tape-to-tape pass to Justin Janicki, and he gains the red line and scoops it in. Notre Dame will change. 2:15 into the second, a 1-0 Wisconsin advantage. Badgers trying to get to 22 wins. 21 wins this season, the most since the 2013-14 campaign when Wisconsin won 24 games that season, won the Big Ten Tournament Championship in the Big Ten's first season, and then lost to North Dakota in the opening round of the NCAA Tournament 5-2 in Cincinnati.
I was there.
Yes, you were. I was there. It's a 2-2 game and a shot from the point with about, what was it, 2 minutes left?
Yeah, hit, something like that.
Hit one of North Dakota's players in the rib cage, and it bounced past Joel Rumpel and in. They added two empty net goals, and the season all of a sudden was over. That was a senior-laden crew with Mark Zangerle and Frankie Simonelli, the team captain. Joel Rumpel, one of the winningest goaltenders in Wisconsin history. Notre Dame at center ice gave the puck up. The Badgers' D. St. Fowl will whack it deep. Bischel out of his net, and he'll sweep it to the far corner in Mastro Domenico. Back up to center. Aerial feed for Knubel. He apparently got a piece of it. No icing. Slaggered quickly after it in the Wisconsin zone. Falls to his knees. Chipped along by Moynihan. Sets up Knubel by himself, and he beats McClellan, but hit the post. Now out to the point. Bavaros back right, left side, and Moynihan's shot. That's denied by McClellan. Pitched out to the near wall. Held in by Slaggard. Bumped off his skates by Jack Horbach. Good play. Good physical play by Jack Horbach. And now Wisconsin's Scholes will dump it in. And Whitelaw will give chase. Nice pass by Moynihan to set up Cole Knubel. He was alone in front of McClellan. Went glove side high and hit the post. Centering pass by Slaggard. Too far in front of Knubel. He'll cycle back to Moynihan, who shifts the puck to the near side. Whitelaw down deep, supporting his defenseman Daniel Lotch, who's now tied up by Brennan Ali. And now Kerr has to one-hand the puck over to Lucius, and a blind pass behind Cilia off a stick gathered in by Cilia. One on three, tries to walk Danny Nelson, tripped up over his stick. No penalty called, and the puck goes rolling back to the Wisconsin net, and Kyle McClellan, top of his crease, on his knees, able to stop it and cover. 15:27 to go in the second, a 1-0 Wisconsin lead on Notre Dame.
There were some boos and oohs and ahs on the Cilia play, but the fact of the matter being is that Cilia tried to go in, and between his stick and the defenseman's stick, his feet got all tied up and he went down. It wasn't a justifiable penalty call.
Sure. Face off to McClellan's right. Mike Hastings getting some information from referee Brett DeRozier over by the Badgers bench. Getting a nice crowd here tonight. Over 9,700 here last night. And there are fans in the upper deck straight away from goal line to goal line in the upper deck. Great to see. Long range shot by the defenseman. Fisher got through. Blocker saved by McClellan. Carry him to the near side, and Danny Nelson. Big left-hander turns, banks it behind the net, intended for Janicki, but Wisconsin's Dexheimer able to pivot and gain position and clear it out through center. No icing, Notre Dame after the biscuit. Deep in the Notre Dame zone, the Irish Nelson has it, able to jam it ahead. Past Ali, it goes to the stick of Ben Dexheimer for Wisconsin, and now Lucius able to deflect into the offensive zone. 5 minutes gone by, second period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Tassie throwing his body around, jarred the puck free, then took a hit and another. Getting some support now from Tyson Dick. Dick out to the point, held in with the left hand of Zach Scholes, then chopped off his stick and out to neutral ice. Carson Bantle carried it into the offensive zone. Couldn't get it deep. Thrown back out to the blue line. Vorlicki keeps it alive. And then it bounces free to Danny Nelson.
A lot of bounces.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's been warm here the last couple of days. No basketball played here this weekend, though. The Badger men lost at Rutgers today. The Badger women will play here tomorrow against Penn State. Here's Bantle with a shot low left. Save made by Bischel. Gathered in by Janicki. Starts the rush the other way. He'll scoop it to the corner. Lodge will get there before Janicki. Janicki able to work around the big-bodied defenseman and play the puck for a moment. Now it trickles in front. Here's Carpenter wide open, and McClellan came out within 2 feet of Carpenter and just smothered that shot.
Well, I think the offside center iceman at that point in time, Lodge realized he couldn't go up the boards. He couldn't go back down the boards. back to his partner, so he just tried to dump it to the open space where the center iceman is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oops, he wasn't there. So good opportunity for Notre Dame, but Kyle McClellan shuts the door again.
Kind of happened earlier in the first period when DeSaint Fowle found himself with a bouncing
Correct.
Puck in front and tried to go upstairs on Bischel, who smothered that shot. Tyler Carpenter, a goal and an assist last night. Four shots on goal for the third liner. Here's Harry Nelson, Seedham. And now it's Fleming moving to his right from the circle, and he rose a shot too high. Out high, Harry Nelson's shot went off a stick, may have hit Carpenter, bounced off McClellan, and the Badgers pick it up and go to our right. So here's Scholl will dump it in. First man there, though, was Harry Nelson, rimmed it around to center, and Christian Fitzgerald now has it for the Badgers. Still 1-0, 13-15 to go in the second. Here's Zach Scholl's. Hands off to his right across the line. Scholl is trailing him. And now Scholl's is roughed up by Harry Nelson, lost the puck. And Notre Dame Seedham. Lead feed Landon Slaggart. One man back for Licky. Got stick in the way as Slaggart pulled the trigger. That's Carter Slaggart, 25. And now back out to neutral ice, and Seedham throws it to the Badgers line. Vorlicki throws it to the Irish line. Puck comes free, and Whitelaw picks it up. He's got a right circle, shoots one up high and just missed the net. Boy, that's a quick release by William Whitelaw.
And it's hard, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's that's a heavy shot.
Yep. Big-time scorer in the USHL last year with the Youngstown Phantoms, who won the Clark Cup as playoff champions. Columbus Blue Jackets like the upside of William Whitelaw, who's got the puck again, and he throws it to the left corner of the attacking zone. Mellenbacher and Slaggart get there at the same time. Mellenbacher walked free with a puck, then lost it, got it back. Now Horbach with it. Kerr, slot pass. Whitelaw, good stick by Landon Slaggart. Boy, that was smart positioning by Slaggart because Whitelaw had found some open space in the high slot. Now Jack Horbach with it. Thought about cycling with Dexheimer off the wall and then turns and throws a blind pass that's taken away by Notre Dame and sent out to center. 11:45 to go in period number two. Still 1-0 Badgers. 14-12 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Here's Tassie across the line. Looking. Shoots one. Short side. Glove save made by Bischel. Tough angled shot by Dexheimer. Bounced right back to him. Tassie's going at it with Mastro Domenico. No penalties called, though. And now the puck slides back out to center, and Notre Dame just gave it to Polatichuk. Lucius across the line, bumped from behind, trying to get it deep. Tassie puts his shoulder into Mastro Domenico. Cilia's got the puck, slides a pass that goes off the stick into the air, and Janicki takes it 2-on-2 the other way, but Vorlicki got in the way of Ali, pitched the puck to the far wall where only he could get it, and sent it into the Notre Dame zone. Play by the captain there, 11 minutes left in the second, still 1-0 Wisconsin.
Notre Dame has done a very poor job tonight in the neutral zone, turning the puck over to the Wisconsin defenseman on a much more regular basis than they did last night.
Vorlicki steps up on Trevor Jenicki and wins the puck free for Charlie Stramel. Slides a lead feed intended for Dick out of his reach, and icing called on Wisconsin. 10:41 left in the second, still 1-0 Badgers.
I've seen it tonight more than I have for the entire first half of the season when if you don't have a play and you think that your Wisconsin player has a step on the defenseman, go for the icing. Hopefully your forward is going to break it past that defenseman for Notre Dame and nullify the icing call. It's happened three or four times here in just this one game.
Notre Dame won the faceoff. Here's Carpenter. Picks up the loose puck in the slot. His backhander deflected to the corner. He's had a couple of looks now, Tyler Carpenter. Little left-hander. 5'11", 188, they say, from Palatine, Illinois. Badgers on the attack. Bantle with a topo left wing. His shot off the heel of the glove. Official who's on his belly. Backhand try by Tyson Dick. Oh, that was denied. Dick still looking for his first goal as a Badger. Now here's Lodge's shot blocked by the sprawling Carpenter. Gobbled up by Hunter Strand. And he's back in his own zone. Bantle applying pressure, but Strand twirled away from Carson. Now out to center ice the puck comes. 1-0 Wisconsin, halfway through here in Madison.
A little more jump here in the second half of the period than they had in the first half. It was kind of a tic-tac-toe game in the first half. Now all of a sudden it's a little more free flow and a lot more jump.
Hunter Strand protecting the puck in the offensive zone. Cycles for Carter Slaggart. Swings it around far side. Moynihan lost the puck. Fell down. Wanted a penalty. Nothing called. Finley now 2-on-3 for the Badgers. Cut slot. Drop pass right wing. DeSane foul. He got hooked. Centering pass to Finley. Off a stick and went to the far corner and a whistle. And the Badgers will get a Kunis power play on the setup by Finley to DeSane foul. 9:23 to go in the second. Wisconsin leads 1-0. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive.